Hi, this is Kate from Movement for Change. I'm outside London Mutual Credit Union in Peckham. I'm here with Natalie, one of our residential training weekend graduates and Shark Stoppers activists. Natalie, can you let us know why you got involved in the Shark Stoppers campaign at UEL in the first place?
I got involved in the Shark Stoppers campaign because I was a victim of payday lending. During May of last year, I took out a payday loan in order to suffice my living costs over the period of May when I had no other student loan to, you know, to be able to maintain my ability. So this, my amount I took out was 400, and then this 400 escalated to £1,000. This was as a result of rolled over checks and not being able to regularly maintain the payments and the charges as well. Prior to this, I was working in a home with children with autism. So for me, I wasn't able to maintain the full-time job and, you know, work and to study. So I took the decision to further my aspirations.
And then, so you took out £400 to help with your living costs as a student. What did that escalate to? How much did you end up having to pay back?
I ended up having to pay back over £1,000 as a result of the rolled over checks and the charges for, you know, not being able to maintain the payments. But in addition to this, I had to go back to my original plan, which was to borrow out of my parents' savings, who had been, you know, spent so much for over 40 years working and then having to use their, you know, their pension in order to pay for those, you know, my borrowing as well.
So today you met with Ed Miliband, leader of the Labour Party, Harriet Harman, Stella Creasy and Catherine McKinnell MP to talk about your experiences and the announcement that Labour has made today around a levy tax on payday lenders to help fund credit unions. So how's your experience been today and what do you think of that announcement?
My experience has been today has helped to put everything in perspective in terms of the actions that I decided to take, you know, as a victim of using payday loans. For example, it helped to put the small-scale campaign that I've been involved on at the University of East London in partnership with Movement for Change in terms of, you know, to ban payday lenders. And it just helps to bring things back into perspective that at a national level, what we've done is actually being recognised.
Fantastic. Thanks, Natalie.